Morton Base Home of Information, 101.5 FM. Well, on the line we have Steve Meckenbecker from CanStar to explain to us, and I'm keenly interested in this as much as anybody, get lots of questions into the station about what is dividend imputation and the changes likely to happen in the near future. Likely, not definitely. And finally, the implications as far as investors and the market. Look, it's over my head, over my pay rate, but maybe you can explain and demystify it all. Steve Meckenbecker,
well,
welcome.
G'day, Shane. I sure hope so. Yeah, it was dividend imputation was brought in by the Hawke-Keating government in 1987. Now, before that, you'd receive your dividends from BHP and the bank. You'd pay tax on that dividend. The fact is, though, that the bank, BHP, had already paid company tax on their earnings. So, in effect, there's a double taxation. Companies pay tax on the earnings, you pay tax on the dividend. It just didn't seem right. So the Hawke-Keating government brought in imputation, dividend imputation, to get rid of that double taxation. Now, what happens with the dividend imputation is that if the company has paid tax on the revenues, the earnings that are being distributed as a dividend, then the tax the company's paid is offset against your personal tax. So you'll be paying personal tax at a marginal tax rate of 30% or whatever it is. Whatever the company's paid will effectively be deducted so that you're not doubling up on the tax.
This is a way for, I guess your middle-income earners, not so much your high-rise jet-setters, if you will, to be able to get a leg up, I guess, basically. Is that what it's saying?
Yeah, look, it's both, actually. Both the high flyers use dividend imputation, but so also do people who are self-funding in retirement and people who have investments on the way through. And a lot of them are middle-income earners, a lot of them are even at the lower end of the scale. And the reason in particular that this has become a hot issue is that it's an attractive strategy for people self-funding their retirement. And it's attractive because interest rates are so low. So, you know, you retire and the best interest rate you can get on your savings at a bank is 3%. Now, that's not enough, actually. There's no appreciating asset there, so you're going to run out of money. Self-funded retirees have sought out this dividend imputation strategy where they put their money into bank shares and BHP and Telstra and other high dividend paying stocks and receive this benefit of imputation. So it's a very popular strategy, and it's a popular strategy with self-funded retirees, but also with all sorts of other investors.
So what are the arguments about perhaps maybe changing it or even getting rid of it? What are the arguments there?
Yeah, now the Labor Party has committed, once in government, to getting rid of dividend imputation for a set of borrowers. So they're not getting rid of it totally. So if you're a salary earner and paying your tax, you can still offset it against the tax you pay. If you're a self-funded retiree and you're paying tax, you can still offset dividend imputation against the tax you're paying. The group that's being targeted is the group that are not paying tax. So their income's not high enough after all deductions, paying tax, and the dividend imputation benefit, that deduction, isn't actually a deduction against tax being paid. It's a benefit that's being paid them. So instead of saying we're reducing your tax bill, they're actually saying we'll pay you this money. So that's the group that's being targeted. Now, even then, it's a smaller subset of that group. It's the group that are not receiving a pension at all, so not even receiving a partial pension. So anyone receiving a partial pension should be affected by this, but if you're not receiving a pension and you're not paying tax and you are receiving imputation credits, then you are going to be affected with the Labor proposal and will not get the benefit of the dividend imputation, and that will cut down your income for retirement.
What's the argument then from that point of view is why keep it?
Yeah, look, it's a really interesting one. And look, just before I answer that, I'll answer another question too. The reason Labor wants to get rid of it, I believe, is more than targeting those smaller income earners, is that they want to target high income earners who are also getting this benefit. But now, let's talk about the arguments here. There are two arguments, as there often are in this world. One is that dividend imputation is about getting rid of double taxation, and if you're not paying tax personally, the company's paying tax, you're not paying tax personally, then it's not double taxation. So why should you be entitled to the benefit? Now that's the argument for getting rid of it. The other argument is that effectively the company is paying tax on your behalf. So, you know, instead of you paying the tax, the company effectively is paying the tax for you, so it is tax paid. Now if you get revenue from any source and you have extra deductions that weren't anticipated or that, you know, that just weren't taken out of that, you're entitled to a tax refund. Now, the tax refund is based on your personal circumstances. So the argument is that this is no different, that you're receiving a dividend. Your personal circumstances are that your overall income is lower than the rate that the company has to pay, and therefore you're entitled to a refund. So the argument is the company's paid the tax and you're claiming a refund as you would for any other revenue stream. So, you know, there are two ways of looking at that, and it depends upon which one you accept as to whether you think there's fairness or otherwise in what Labor's proposing.
Steve Meckenbecker, as always, a pleasure to talk to you here at Moreton Bay's home of Information 101.5 FM.